What are we doing today?
I'm watering!
What are you watering?
Plants!
And who's going to end up living in those plants?
Koalas!
Koalas, and what did you say?
Monkeys!
I don't know whether monkeys will live in them, but certainly koalas will.
Koalas live in a special type of tree. It's a eucalyptus tree.
Well done! I'm out at St. Paul's School in Bald Hills, surrounded by some very excited preppies.
Can I tell something?
Yes, Lee, what would you like to tell me?
Koalas, if they twitch their ears, that means that something is wrong.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
We're out of the classroom and in the great outdoors.
I know when my teacher used to say we're going outside, it was great excitement for me, and I have that same excitement now.
Charles Mackenzie Smith is leading this planting project for a wildlife corridor.
We've carefully cultivated this area so that we can plant some eucalypts and other indigenous species to try and bring the koalas, but also other animals as well, squirrel gliders and forest birds and lots of other things.
This is a big project for the school, and providing this level of vegetation. You've got the youngsters involved here from prep today.
20 years it'll probably take us to finish this, and so the kids will come back probably with their own kids or robots, whatever they have in the future, and we'll see a big difference to the landscape.
And Charles, this has sort of become your pet project, as I understand it, at the school, because if you're not here, then you're in the classroom teaching Japanese. Have I got that right?
Sure. Yeah, I'm teaching Japanese. I've worn many hats at St. Paul's, but I teach Japanese. I also teach English as a second language, so I teach the international students as well. But I've had a couple of passion projects, so to speak, at the school, and this has been one of them. And since 2017, we've been working with Land for Wildlife. And University of Sunshine Coast came down here with their koala detector dogs, and they got sniffer dogs, and they came around and helped us out. Also worked with Habitat Brisbane, which is a Brisbane City Council organisation as well, and our local community group, which is the Bald Hills Bushies. So we've really brought in parents, we've brought in community groups, and it's just a lot of great fun, but they're also, everyone's learning at the same time, working together.
Right now they're sleeping, then they're awake hunting food.
They're nocturnal.
We're going on a bear hunt.
Isn't it a koala hunt?
It's a koala hunt.
Yeah. And what's the next line?
We're not scared.
It's a koala. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
John O'Sullivan Williams is here. He's the principal at St. Paul's here at Bald Hills. I think this is the cross country track.
It is, absolutely. It's we're very famous for our cross country, both at state and nationals here, and so this is one of their favourite parts of the school to come and explore.
Have you ever had a koala interrupt a cross country?
I'll take a koala over a snake.
And they make a funny pig sound.
They make a funny sound.
They say.
That's a good koala sound. Can you do that again for me? John, how important do you see this actually getting out of the classroom and into nature as being for your students?
Oh, absolutely essential. It's, you know, real hands-on, and they can see the results from, you know, whether it's be watering or planting seeds or taking care of the trees. It's those real-life experiences that are absolutely vital. And to see it through a preppy's eyes is really refreshing, and also, you know, provides us with those big dreams that we can bring to fruition as well.
And John, what about that balance between, obviously in the classroom, very technology driven now, and that's probably been a massive change from when I was going through my schooling years 20 odd years ago.
It's really important for our students and our staff to disconnect from technology and to get out there, to have some adventures in the outdoors.
Is tree climbing encouraged at St. Paul's?
We would love our kids to safely climb trees, and there's nothing better than I love to see kids climbing trees, doing cartwheels, and just going outside and just disconnecting from that technology.
Just make sure they've done the risk assessment first.
Absolutely right.
Hey, why do the koala cross the road?
Because they need to go to the outside, and they eat gum leaves.
Koalas?
Yeah.
I thought they ate toast.
No! How they eat toast? They don't eat butter.
That's good reasoning.